your rookies are getting some impactful playing time. Nobody more than Adrian Amos right now. He looks and talks a little bit like a veteran. It seems to be paying off for him as he settles into that safety spot.
That's right, Jeff. You know, he's very athletic, first of all, and we're really pleased with his progression. I think the safety position in the NFL, it's kind of a hybrid position in regards to covering the slot. You know, one of the biggest questions on him coming out, you know, with him playing a lot of college corner, was how you would handle the physical tackling the NFL requires. And honestly, he's really exceeded our expectations. He's tackled very well this season.
Jeremy Langford gets an opportunity here.
That's right. You know, we like the way he runs with decisiveness. And you see it. He hits the hole with good burst, very good acceleration. We're all anxious to see what he'll do with more opportunities. We have high expectations for him, and I think he's going to get better with more reps.
Yeah, excited everybody in that preseason game in Indianapolis. He has that type of ability, and I think from his point of view, he looks at all these other rookie backs out there that are getting some carries. You know, I'm sure there's a competitive component to this.
There definitely is, and I think he's a competitor. And again, I just like the way he hits the hole. I mean, mm-hmm. He really bursts through the hole. And I know the O-line likes that too.
Jay Cutler getting a lot of conversation out there in a completely different vein than it's been, you know, in the past here. So from your perspective, what's he doing in terms of an impact on the coaching staff, the front office, yourself, and so forth?
Jay's playing very well right now. And last week's game was his best game of the season. You know, we're utilizing his mobility. He's being smart with the football. And I honestly feel like he's steadily improving. Especially with Alshon back in the lineup, you see very good chemistry between those two right now.
Trade deadline came and went. Hey, it's not fantasy football. Everybody knows that. So clearly no deals made really throughout the National Football League. Was there interest in some of your guys?
And we made several trades early in the season. So the trade line didn't mean as much to us. So there was interest in some of our guys, and we traded, you know, two of them. But I think, you know, there's conversations going on throughout the year. So the trade deadline's there, but we're always talking and communicating. So it kind of is what it is.
It sounds crazy, but halfway almost to another draft. You got to get ready with that too, right? You must be swamped.
That's the fun part. You know, being here a full year now with the entire staff, it's going to make things smoother. You know, from the very beginning, though, we knew we were looking for tough, smart football players. That hasn't changed. We're excited to get deeper into the process with our new staff. This will be our first draft in free agency with Joe Douglas as a college director, Champ Kelly as a pro director, as well as some other new scouts. So no question, overall, things are going to be clearer now that we spent the whole season with our roster. So we're fired up about that.
And I shouldn't ignore the UFA market also, because that'll be a big topic of conversation.
That's right. We're already on it now. We're looking at all the top UFAs, and it's kind of a mixture of both right now. You know, for me personally, I'll spend the beginning part of the week on the UFAs, the later part of the week on the college scouting.
All right, quickly, Chargers, 2-6. Are you somewhat surprised at that record?
No, I am surprised. I mean, first of all, they have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. They're a very talented team. You know, they battled some injuries, like you said, but, man, they got the ability to be an explosive team. They're well-coached. So we're going to have our hands full tonight.
Yes, you will.
It's going to be a fun matchup. Can't wait.
That's Ryan Pace. We'll continue with pregame now with Ron, Jim, and Jay.